Welcome to today's Harvest Academy Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with interim Indianola City Manager Charlie DeSell about the first Indianola City Council meeting of 2022. Indianola City Council met in regular session last Monday evening, first with the new council. And with the new council comes a bit of a learning curve. So talk about some of the ways that city staff and Mayor Erickson tried to help out some of the new members by kind of getting them up to speed on some things and maybe a bit of a change from previous council meetings that people might have noticed.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. So, as you mentioned, a lot of items that we had normally traditionally put on the consent agenda were moved off the consent agenda and just placed under old business and new business, depending on which those items were. What we do as a city is each week we set our agenda. Me, as the interim city manager, works with the city clerk, Jackie Rafferty, to set the agenda, kind of how we think it should be set up, and then we work with the mayor after we've done that to just verify the placement on that. As we worked with the new mayor, at that point she had requested that some of the items that we normally put on consent agenda get put on the regular agenda, mainly so the new council members, since we do have three new council members and a new mayor, can get brought up to speed on exactly what they are and then kind of how we normally process the types of applications, the setting of the public hearings, the referrals that we do, things like that. So, I think as we get through it and the new council kind of familiarizes theirself with processes, you might start slowly seeing some of those things go back on the consent agenda. But for the time being, I think agendas will probably look like this for the next maybe few meetings.
All right. There was also an agreement, some appointments made. Tell us a little bit about what the council decided as far as some of placing members in some advisory boards.
Yeah. So by council policy, at the beginning of every calendar year, the council is to make appointments on various boards and commissions that they represent. That's the Bravo board, the Metro Landfill board, the YMCA board, things like that. So we discussed the various openings that we had with council last night, and then council is going to work between now and their next meeting on trying to kind of gauge interest from the council members on where they want to be sat, and then we'll bring that back forward at the next council meeting and essentially affirm all of those appointments.
Talk a little bit about another agreement as well with Mid-Iowa Planning Alliance. Talk about what the council decided on Monday night.
Yeah, so the Mid-Iowa Planning Alliance, it's an interesting organization. So when the COVID-19 pandemic started coming down, the Des Moines Area Metropolitan Planning Organization realized that the Central Iowa region was kind of missing out on some disaster funding that would be available because there was not an economic development district that was in the Central Iowa area. So the Des Moines area MPO worked to create this economic development district through the federal EDA, and it is called MIPA, or the Mid-Iowa Planning Alliance. So what that is doing is it provides a staffing service for all of the cities and counties within this 9-county region to get some economic development assistance from grant writing, map making, looking at comprehensive plans and zoning codes and things like that. Obviously, the city of Indianola has already redone our comprehensive plan and are in the process of updating our zoning codes. But something that we pointed out to council last night was grant writing. We have a very small staff here at the city, so when grants come available, a lot of times we're pulling staff away from their normal job duties to write these grants. And any assistance we can get on grant writing would be beneficial. So what that organization has done is provided a fee structure for all cities within that 9-county region. And for the city of Indianola, that fee was a total of $593 for this current fiscal year. So our fiscal year goes from July 1 to June 30th. So for the remainder of this fiscal year, and then $2,300, about $2,400 actually, for the next fiscal year. So about $3,000 total for the next 15 months in which we'll be covered in this economic development district.
There's also another extending of an agreement. Tell us a little bit about what the council decided there.
Yeah, so I think as the community is aware, Bird Scooters have located their scooters within the city of Indianola. Obviously, during the winter months, they are not available just because they're not safe to ride in the winter months. Probably not popular either. But what we had done initially with Bird was we got into an agreement with them that lasted the calendar year of 2021. Now that we're into 2022, we were revisiting that agreement to see if the city still wanted to honor it. And, you know, as we told council last night, it's been pretty successful. They had about 500 rides total last year, and that's even through some technology issues that they had with the scooters that made them unavailable for periods of time. So we also let the council know that from a standpoint of complaints and nuisances, we really didn't have any. And relatively, we actually had a lot of inquiries from citizens within the community that were wondering where they were and when they could ride them. So they seem to be a popular thing within the city of Indianola, so the council did extend that contract. One thing to note is the placement of these scooters within the city of Indianola cost the city government absolutely nothing. So they're not coming from taxpayer dollars. It's something that Bird puts in here, and then they recoup their costs by user fees.
All right. And then the council also held a study session, getting a lot of the new members up to speed on the budget. Tell us a little bit about the study session and what council and staff talked over.
Yep. And this is a normal study session that we hold during the budget season. I think as we've explained multiple times on these recordings is that our budget season starts on July 1 of the previous year where we set the calendar. So we set the calendar and we put on all these dates that we're going to hit on council meetings to inform the council ultimately getting to the final approval of the budget. So what this was at this point was we were just giving council an update on what are the big requests that are coming from the departments within the city that are going to create budget increases. We also talked about the organizations within the community that are asking for funding assistance through the hotel motel guest tax and gave them an update on that, on where we stood. You know, the few things that we like to inform council of at this point are kind of where our valuations are coming in from the county. Unfortunately, last night we did not have that information yet from Warren County, and we do hope to get it soon. And then we'll work to update council at some point in the future on what that is, because what those numbers helped us do then is we take a look at what all our requests are and what our budget is going to be, offset that with the valuation and the tax dollars that come in, and then that's kind of how council can look at and determine what they think the levy rate should be.
Thanks to Charlie DeSalle for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That's been today's Harvest Academy Let's Talk Indianola. Harvest Academy, a therapeutic community focused on changing lives with a whole person approach in Warren County and the surrounding area.